Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, Algoa Country. Well, you know what? We all have myths and questions surrounding the pharmaceutical industry, surrounding medication as well, medicine. I know I've heard my fair share of questions as well. So tonight, I'm talking to someone who graduated with a B.Pharm degree from Wits University, worked in several sectors in the pharmacy umbrella, and now he's the proud owner of a pharmacy in Amalinda called Luanda's Pharmacy. Welcome to Algoa FM, Luanda Mkachane. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Listen, what's a common question that people ask you a lot of the times?
I don't have one common question, but what often happens is people will have a question when they find out that you're a pharmacist.
Yes.
Whether it's how they can use this plant or weed that's growing at the back of their house and turn it into a medication.
Oh my gosh.
Or something their grandmom used to use and now they want to commercialize it. It can be a wide range of questions.
I love that you said that because we're talking plants, medication. That's one of the myths that our listeners came up with. So I rounded them up to three big myths, the top ones that our listeners want to ask you. And we just want to hear your take on these ones, right? So the first one is that generic medication is less effective than the brand name. Is this one true?
False. No, this one is not true. And I say, you know, there's an assumption being made that with maybe, let's say, car parts, there's a brand name and then there would be a generic part that most likely doesn't fit the prescribed quality standards.
Yeah.
With pharmacy, it's quite different. The first company to discover that molecule, let's call it penicillin, will patent it and say, we are the only ones who will produce medicine that has this molecule for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, depending on what the courts are willing to grant them. When that patent expires, other companies can then make medication using that for the same molecule. That's all it is. It's just that little technicality that I was the one to discover it. Other people are not allowed to make medication using this molecule. And most times, or maybe let me just say sometimes, the generic can actually work better than the brand because by the time the patent expires, technology has advanced.
Wow.
So how they make that very same tablet would be such that it has better dissolution qualities, it has better absorption, it has better efficiency or efficacy.
Yes.
Right? So it's just someone using old knowledge to make an assumption to something new. And that's all it is, that no one has explained to this person who's making this assumption that it's a different industry altogether. And generic versus brand doesn't mean imitation. Yeah.
Yes, that makes so much sense as well, because I know a lot of people will argue and say, well, the generic is sometimes a bit more cheaper, so that means it's less effective. So I think you've really shed some light on that one too, that we shouldn't be afraid to purchase the generic ones, you know, that they'll work just as good.
That's actually the part of the law, isn't it? To say, because you are making a generic, you are not allowed to sell the product at the same price as the one making the brand.
Yeah.
And because you have to apply, right, and say, well, the patent is done. I now also want to make this syrup injection tablet. And those are the conditions that, you can make it, but then yours is going to be cheaper because you don't have the research costs and that sort of thing, drug trials that you needed to fund.
Yes.
All you're going to do is just take the molecule, put it in a thing, and make the tablet.
Mm.
So that's why, essentially, you are cheaper. And arguably, the brand product should be cheaper at this stage because that amount of time they were allowed by the court to recover their costs has passed. So past the patency, they should be able to sell the product for cheaper.
Okay.
I think that's what we want to come out from that particular question. Yeah, that's why that product is cheaper. And you'll see at times that even the brand might drop their price. The goal is not to make medicines more expensive. The goal is to make healthcare cheaper over time.
Yes, and that makes so much sense. I mean, speaking of something that's cheaper, it goes into the second myth where people feel as though using something natural will be less expensive, right? Or herbal supplements, they're also cheaper but safer because they are natural. Yeah. Do you think it's better to use natural and herbal supplements rather than going for popping pills?
I've always wondered where it comes from. Because snake venom is not safe, and it's natural, right? You can drown in a river, and it's just water. It's not a pool. It was just made by nature, and it's there. But it's just as dangerous. We can speak about lightning. We can speak about, you know, plants that are toxic. So I don't know where the assumption comes from. It seems as though there's someone who said it and expected everyone else to believe it, and everyone does believe it, but then it's not actually true.
Yes.
Just because something is natural, it doesn't follow that it's safe.
Hmm.
We must first just deal with that and put aside that there's no such thing, that just because it was made that way, then now we must assume it is safe. Science is there at times to make things safe. So we can make an antivenom using snake venom, and you can administer antivenom to someone, and it won't kill them, and it will in fact save them from a snake bite. That's why science exists. We've taken something and put it through some technology, then this makes it bad. Also, the companies who want people to believe this, you know, are not being honest and saying, well, yes, my ingredient is coming from nature.
Yeah.
But then I actually put my product through machines and I add colorants and I add other things. Because then how is it natural if someone can take something off a tree, put it in a bottle, and it doesn't rot or spoil? Are they not using preservatives to maintain it as such?
Wow.
Are you with me?
Yeah, makes sense. Sure.
Yeah. How is it still natural if you can stay on the shelf for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years on the shelf? Then it can't be natural anymore. So there's a lie that is being perpetuated to benefit them. And I think I personally would go for the person who says, listen, I have taken all the necessary time to make sure that this product is safe.
Yes.
And improve that safety, and not say, I want you to assume that I am taking, you know, it's like a brand association. I'm just going to associate my product with nature, and from there you must assume it's safe. There's a professor who has taken at a point a product off the shelf. Let's say this product says each tablet had 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I'm making an example. And if there were 60 tablets in that bottle, not a single one had 1,000 milligrams vitamin C. One had 100 milligrams, another had 2,000 milligrams, another had 300 milligrams,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there was no pharmaceutical standard used during the manufacturing process. And then there was this variation between the individual tablets and a variation between the batches that one company would use. So let's not, I discourage all the listeners now from assuming,
yes.
You know, and wanting to take something that is approved just because they've used the name natural. Yeah.
You know what? The herbal industry is very assumptive as well. So I'm totally hearing you on that one. And I think the last assumption, we don't have too much time, but the last assumption is that prescription meds are better than getting something over the counter, you know? Because I mean, with a prescription, you can get antibiotics, whereas over the counter, whatever you get over the counter, yes, it's not as effective. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Wow.
If we're treating the same thing, if we're treating, let's say, a wound, medication that you will get on prescription versus medication. And the medication you'll get on the script is most likely more efficient. But I want to think this question comes from someone, or this assumption comes from someone who might want to always go for the script, even when something could have been solved by medication over the counter.
Yeah, right.
So let's always use primary healthcare first. Start with the little things. Go to the clinic, go to the pharmacy, and then only if you don't get relief, go to the doctor. And that's how we maintain healthcare being cheaper.
Mm.
Otherwise, if we just keep going to the doctor. So the rule is, don't use a bazooka to kill a fly. Yes, if it's just a gringly thing, you can go to the pharmacy. And if it's a big thing, if we're treating high blood pressure, we're treating seizures, we're treating heart failure and that sort of thing, then yes, let's use a specialist. But if we're talking headaches and minor scratches and abrasions, by all means, use the pharmacy.
Oh, man. Luanda, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for shedding this light as well. I think you've really added a lot of ease to our listeners. You know, we'd love to know, before I let you go, where can we get a hold of you? Where can we get a hold of your services as well?
Sure. So I'm available online, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Ask Luanda.
Ask Luanda. And then I want to hear, where in Amalinda is your pharmacy? Where is Luanda's pharmacy?
Luanda's pharmacy is on Amalinda Main Road in Amaway Shopping Centre.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. You heard it here first, Algoa Country. Luanda Mkachani, thank you so much for your time.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.